You know our slogan around here is better practice, better life. But we're taking this belief to the next level. And we've recently announced the creation of a new association. It's called the Best Practices Association. Our association celebrates the mindset that is better practice, better life. This mindset celebrates time, healthy living, personal growth, clinical excellence, and impacting the lives of your patients and your team through intentional leadership. In fact, we are the work-life balance experts in dentistry. The BPA will coach independent dental practices like yours to thrive by sharing best practices and operational habits, behaviors, systems, tools, and insight that lead to profitability and sustained growth, and you can still have a life. So if you're a dentist that wants to surround yourself with great thinkers, let us help you create your own version of better practice, better life. Go to actdental.com/BPA or hit the link in the show notes. Welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. I am so excited you're here because I have an amazing, brilliant coach, Jenny Poulos, on today. And before we jump on, we always talk about like, okay, we got a lot to cover. What are we going to cover? And one of the themes that keeps coming up is this one. I've said it 700 times, and I don't think I can say it one more time. Have you ever said that to yourself? Oh, all of us have said it to ourselves. So we're going to fly right in the eye of that hurricane, and we're going to give you some very good thought processes to help yourself from going crazy. And that's what this podcast is all about. So, hey, I always want to take a second and just say thank you guys for showing up. I know we got a lot of younger dentists showing up and say, I just want to say hello and say thank you. So if you're finding yourself here for the first time, welcome to an amazing community. And this podcast is about one thing. It's about making you better. Because when you're better, your practice gets a little bit better. And then you know what happens? Your life gets a little bit better. We are practice coaches. We help dentists create a better practice and a better life. So what you can expect from us showing up at this podcast or watching any videos or watching any webinars we do, our goal is to give you some nuggets here so that you are better. So you can expect that today, and you will be better because we're going to give you some great thought processes to keep you from going crazy. And so I got Jenny on here. Jenny, how the heck are you today?
Oh, I'm so great. I'm always great when I get to be on here with you, Kirk.
Yeah.
It's the best time of our weeks.
Oh, you're being so kind. But speaking of going crazy, Jenny serves a lot of purposes around here. Not only is she an amazing coach, but she's part of the traction team, but she's also like part therapist for me at times because she'll go, okay, what's going on with you? You just got back from being gone for a couple of days. Looks like you got one eye and going in this direction, one eye going. And I feel better after I just tell you what's on my mind. And that's the mark of a great coach. But I want people to know who the heck you are. Who the heck is Jenny Poulos before we get started?
I am a very lucky person that gets to spend my days with the amazing ACT community, with Kirk, and I get to make teams and the people on teams and doctors better in their practice and in their lives. I've been doing this forever. I was born into the dental industry. My dad says I was a part of the dental industry when I was in my mom's stomach, which is probably true because I am part of a dental family. Yeah. And that has just grown as I have become a part of the ACT community. So I work in a practice, I coach practices, and I love what I do.
Yeah. And so you just, you're the practice. So you have a lot of talents. You're an amazing lead coach here, but the practice that you also help run in Denver, it's not a small practice. You're talking about, I don't know how many, you have 19 people now? How many doctors?
19 doctors. Yeah.
How many?
19.
Wow. So you've seen it all. So you're talking, you're listening to somebody today who's not only a great coach, but she also lives it, eats it, breathes it every day, where you're dealing with human beings, which is the greatest blessing in this industry. But we're going to be talking about this problem that keeps coming up. We coach dentists all the time. And dentists, we make them get organized. And we make them create a better practice for the benefit of everyone. And having a great coach is critical because you can't think of all these things. Now, as you're starting to put in these systems, you know how this goes. I put in a system, or we've talked about it in team meeting. Okay, that's fascinating. Wow, it's not happening. Have you ever been there? I've been there where you're like, I thought I was really clear. So let's talk about this. How big of a problem is this? Where I think I've said it 700 times, Jenny, but no one... What's the real issue here?
It's clarity. Whoa. The real issue here is clarity. I have had this thought process myself as a leader and a manager 700 times. And I talk about this every day with clients, with coaching clients. Why aren't they doing it?
Right.
Why isn't it happening? I thought we agreed to this. Mm-hmm. There's usually one common denominator, and it's rarely the team member. Who is it, Kirk?
What are you talking about? Okay, so you're calling me out on this. Now, I had the good fortune of being coached by Nito Cobain from High Point University. And in our coaching sessions, as the business was growing, I would complain sometimes. Go, you know, I'm putting it in place. And he goes, Kirk, stop. Whenever your team members don't do what you ask them to do, apologize to them. I would be like, what the heck are you? He goes, apologize to them. Either you weren't clear enough, it wasn't outlined the right way, or there wasn't enough detail, or you were talking to the wrong person. So let's examine that. And then also, Jenny, you know, we live by eat and breathe a formula here, which is E minus R equals C. Now let's talk about where your stress really comes from. The real issue here is you as a leader. You think when you say it once or twice, the E is expectations, R is reality, C is conflict, E minus R equals C. Every time you get in conflict with another person, yourself, the rest of your practice, your spouse, your kids, is you had an expectation and it fell really short of the expectation the reality did. And the farther the gap between expectation and reality, the bigger the conflict. So take us right into that hurricane, Jenny.
I mean, when I want something to be executed, when I need something to be done, when I need expectations and reality to be in alignment, I have to over-communicate so clearly what my expectation is, what I want to be done, how I want it to be done, so that the team member can move forward confidently.
Yes.
We fail to ask people if they understand what our expectation are, what our expectation is of them. And this is a big gap. When we are coming to an agreement, or when I am asking something of someone, I don't want drive-by communication. And you and I have talked about this before, we've said this, I'm certain, in a number of podcasts. I run by someone at 5 million miles an hour and I tell them that I want something done and I just expect it to be done, and they maybe heard 5% of what I've said.
Right.
So whose fault is that?
It's mine.
It's not their fault. So I'm going to slow down. Sally, I need you to do X, Y, and Z. Are you good? Like, are you good with that? What did you hear? Do you have what you need? When is it going to be done?
Whoa, I like that. Go back to that. Let's, because if you're listening to this podcast, that's one of the major pieces or secrets we're going to give you. So say those three questions again. What were the three questions?
I always am going to ask these clarifying questions when I'm communicating with someone. I want to know, did you hear clearly, right? I want to make sure that I was clear in my communication.
Right.
So what did you hear? Do you have what you need to do this? Do you have what you need to be successful? You will learn so much from this question. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You can ask it across all levels of communication with your team. And then when are you going to do it?
Right. Okay. So
every principle. Tie it to a time. That's how we get things done. That's how we build habits, right?
Yeah.
I want it's tied to a place and a time. It's not just floating out there like, I don't know, I'm going to do it whenever.
Right. And you and I talk about this a lot. I think people define accountability the wrong way. They think it's a trust issue. Accountability requires accounting. It requires a number, a time, a firm deadline. It is not an implied trust between human beings. No different than raising teenage daughters. I trust you, but I will also verify that you got home at a specific time. It's not about, oh, I hope you're doing the right thing or you're trying. So I think it's critically important. Now, the other question that you ask is, what do you have, what you need? That is an awesome question because it isn't so much what they say. You'll see it in people's eyes. They'll look very confused because these are things that you might be asking them to do and you're really good at them. You've done them a million times. They've never done them. So you do have to pause and really listen to the underlying, you know, communication that they're sending back. Right, Jenny?
Yep. And another way to ask this is like, you know, what else do you need to be successful? It's back sort of to that whole concept that we talk about oftentimes with open-ended questions in our patients. We want to get people thinking. And asking this question about, do you have what you need to be successful? What do you need to be successful in this? I'm bringing someone into that higher brain functioning where they really have to think about, do I have everything that I need?
Right.
What else do I maybe need? And sometimes team members are just embarrassed because they're not clear on something.
Yeah.
And that's fine. So how do we get them there?
Yep.
I love to tell all of my team members, listen, your success is my success. So it only serves both of us for to have this open, honest communication and for you to tell me, hey, I'm not clear on this. Right. I didn't understand. Because if they're not successful at their job, I'm not going to be successful at mine.
Amen, sister. Now we're going to put a couple other tips in here. Now, if you use these, they're all going to change your life. So what Jenny's laying out is absolutely true. Follow that methodology. Now, a couple other things to consider is this. Talking is one of the worst form of communications ever, and it's getting worse. The average adult has to hear something 7 times. So if you're getting to the point where you're like, I told them, you're actually going down the wrong street. Now, I always joke about this because Sarah, my wife, who's amazing, you know, she knows this stat and she goes, I have told you 3 times. And I'll go, honey, you got 4 more. So you guys can use that at home if you want. It's funny for a little while and then it's not funny anymore. We also know that when communication goes through the eyes, it's 4 times more likely to be retained. So here's how you're going to use it. Remember when Jenny said over communicate? This is how I'm going to want you to do or suggest you do it. Everything's got to be in writing. It's sad, but it's true because if you don't put it in writing, it doesn't exist. Same with the system, same with the checklist. So when it's a new thing, it's great to create something in writing and say, I'm going to go through these points. And you and I were just talking about this. You guys love this. If you're listening, you're a dentist. I told Jenny, I'm like, I don't think I can attend a meeting ever for the rest of my life that doesn't have an agenda. No agenda, no attenda. Like, because meetings with agendas or lists, and we always talk about the new operating system, which is great because it's really not an agenda. It's a list of items, a checklist to cover. They run more smoothly. They hit the mark. It's very powerful. So remember, if it isn't writing, doesn't exist. And then lastly, I want to sprinkle this whole concept with this, and it comes straight from the book Traction from Gino Wickman, which he introduces the whole GWC. There, I say this, and Jenny, tell me what you think. You always give people the benefit of the doubt, but after you've done all these things, if they GWC or they don't GWC, then we have to make another adjustment, which is they don't get it, they don't want it, or they don't have the capacity. They get it, which means they totally understand it. I've gone through it. They want it. This is something that they want to do, and it fits within their time frame to be, and they have the capacity to do it, which means they have the time to do it, and they have the skill set. Because you might be telling somebody to do all these things, and they don't have the gifts for this. And
it might not be their unique ability.
Wait, what is that? What? Well, that's, I mean, you're bringing that in, but you're exactly right. That's the cat's meow for everybody is when everyone's working mostly in their unique ability. Can you explain what that is?
We all have a few things that really are our special gifts that we are really skilled in, that where we excel. And not everyone has the same unique abilities. Not everyone excels in the same arena. And our unique ability is something that we want to do, that we're happy doing, that we continue want to learn about and thrive in. It's the places that we smile in our day. And if you have gone through all of these things, right, you have really clearly communicated expectations. You've got timelines and accounting around them. It's going through the eyes, right? And I'm even would suggest that you take this as far as like, I'm not just going to hand you something. I'm going to ask you maybe to write down your plan for me.
Yeah.
Because beyond looking at something, right, going through the eyes, we know that is going to amp up understanding. When we write something, we're making an agreement with our brain. So that's even more strongly solidifying it.
Right.
So if we've done all these things and I can say, I know I have done all of these things, then we're in a GWC issue and maybe I need to figure out someone else to execute this.
Absolutely. I freaking love what you're saying. Now, remember also too, another thing to write down if you're don't do this if you're driving, but like you got to write down communication is always the responsibility of one person. It's the sender of the information. It's not communication is never between two people. It is one person conveying details, communicating to another person, and they hold the sole responsibility of this and communicating clearly. Now, let's go to the receiver side of things. I'll pretend to be the team member, and you as a dentist do the same thing. Your favorite learning when you're being taught by somebody is when it is super specific and it's clear. Think about a website that you go to, and you're trying to figure out how to do a process, whether it be Eaglesoft or Dentrix or whatever. Your favorite tutorials are videos. Let me show you how to reconcile a patient's account. Go up here. Click here. You don't even read the text. Now, if I called you and said, hey, I'll tell you how to reconcile account. Go up here, click there, click. You would forget that in 1 second. But if you're watching a simple little video and a great tool that I often use, it's called Loom Video. It's free. You can download it. And in 1 second, you can take a screen recording of something and go, all right, hey, I'm just going to show you guys how to reconcile a patient's account. Click here, go over here, click here, click here. You can actually introduce that as a scalable, repeatable system that other people can watch. They can watch it over and over again.
You did this for me yesterday, Kirk.
I did.
I had talked about something, about finding a piece of data, and you're like, it's in the software here. I made a Loom about it.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I forgot I did that.
And these things, we don't just say them, we actually do them.
Yeah. And I didn't come up with that, but I've had other people communicate with me via email saying, hey, listen, I could have written you a long email on how all this works. Please watch this 60-second video. And I have 60 seconds to watch something that would alleviate some stress. Now, it's not so much about the video. That's not our point. The point is this, and I'm also not making this a byproduct of a bad conversation. The challenge here is number one, communicate clearly at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Write it down. Make sure you ask Jenny's questions. And then if it doesn't happen, you've got a countermeasure here, which is you can revisit why this is happening. Because here's the essence of it. It's okay to do this once or twice, but to do it multiple times makes you crazy. You'll actually go insane. You'll think to yourself, no one understands what I'm thinking, and all roads lead back to me first. Right, Jenny?
Oh, yes. I love catchy phrases. When you are struggling, I will say to you, before you point the finger, turn the thumb. Have you ever heard me say that?
Yes. My wife says the same thing. So like, okay, before you start like getting all upset. And I think that's the essence of, you know, as we grow, as we develop, as you guys or who are listening become better leaders, you realize I can't so much just jump to conclusions. There are things that you learn about yourself. Stephen Covey used to say, the magic of the world exists between stimulus and response. And as you get better as a dentist, you're going to have higher expectations and things are going to happen. It's going to be a stimulus. Now, you could totally freak out and get upset, or you could come to the situation with a little bit better learning and go, okay, I'm going to take a deep breath. What happened in this process in which I thought I was communicating really clearly and it didn't happen? E minus R equals C. And now you can start to diagnose each one of the components. Again, using Jenny's analogy, let's go back to myself. Let's make sure we were really clear and then see how we can keep this from happening again. Any other thoughts you have when dentists say to you, I've said this 700 times and I don't think I can say it again?
Yep. I would say when you are asking these questions, when you are communicating with team members, trying to figure out what's going on, when they are talking to you or telling you what's happening, please listen to them. Because if there is an actual instance in which they need more learning or they don't understand and you're not actually listening, you're not going to work through that.
You're not.
So you listen to, we say this often, listen to hear, not to respond, listen for understanding. So you will learn by listening to them. So please, it is a very important piece of this. You need, when you ask a question, you need to actually listen to the answer.
Yeah. Don't do what I do or that I'm teaching, listening with an agenda where you just want to ask the question. I mean, you do have to coach yourself. Put my agenda aside. Like, what is my team member really trying to tell me? Because at the end of the day, it's these people that make it all work. And when you can create a healthy culture, and the other thing is you know this, like it's better to be in relationship with awesome people than to be right all the time. That is a dangerous, dangerous place to be. The other thing I would also say when you say, I've said it 700 times, is listen, give yourself and your team members a little bit of grace. I know you're flying to Scottsdale, taking all these courses, or flying to other parts of the country where you see the most beautiful dentistry, and you see team members taking photography, and you see implants being placed, and you get exposed to all these things that are just top-level stuff. You often have to take a breath and realize your team members are not experiencing that on the same level. And you still have to be in great relationship with them, and you got to make progress every single week or every single month. And you can do that with a great methodology. So again, let's go back and review. When you start telling yourself, I've said it 700 times, pause and say, where did I go wrong and how did I communicate with this, and use Jenny's questions. So good stuff. And if you're really struggling with this and you find that I'm just creating problems all the time with communication, there's a final stop. And you always ask dentists this, like, okay, listen, I've been doing this for 25 years and I keep turning over team members and nobody gets up. And then you always go, whoa, what's happening there? Now that's the extreme. It's nobody listening to this podcast. But if you find yourself in that pattern, that's on the dangerous side of things, right, Jenny?
Yeah.
Because there's one constant.
Yeah, we're back to the beginning. What's the common denominator here?
Yeah. Explain that. What does that mean when you say that to a dentist?
We always want to look externally
at
what the issue is. It's always the team members not getting it. Mm-hmm. It's always something with someone else. Because the hard learning, the hard thing is looking at yourself and saying, I'm the one that needs to grow. I'm the one that needs to change a little bit. Yeah. But really, right, as goes the leader,
so goes the team. Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I'll just throw in one more thing, like I always do, is what Jenny said earlier about the drive-by communication. That's critical. I think it's absolutely essential that you land the airplane and you do airplane maintenance, which is your practice on the ground, and you work collaboratively. But like you work together in a collaborative fashion so that they can see that patients aren't the most important thing. Your team members are the most important thing. You can say that, but your actions show it. And that is powerful, my friends. When you're away from patients and you can sit down and say, okay, guys, here's what we're going to do, and we're going to work together on this checklist or this system or this outcome, that's when things get way better. And they will appreciate the fact that you listen to them, and that they're not patient facing, because that is hugely valuable time, right?
It's the best time of the week.
Yes, it is. Way more important than a consult. Way more important than placing an implant. Way more important than any procedure you'll do is communicating with the people that make this happen. So hope you guys enjoyed that. So, hey, Jenny, stick around for a second while we say goodbye to everybody else. But I always like to throw this in here. Listen, if you're really struggling, like, don't. This is dentistry. It's the most amazing profession ever. There are people out there. There's mentors out there that can help you. There's programs that can help you. I hope this podcast helped you. If you want the show notes, you can flip up. All the notes that we talked about are right in the show notes. You can copy them. Use them as a system, as a new operating system for how you communicate with your teams. And if you're just really struggling, raise your hand, reach out to us. We're so happy to help you. That's what we do. We help you make your practice better and your life better. Hey, and if you're looking for a great opportunity to get involved with the study club, join us at the To The Top Study Club, which is almost full. So you have to get on the waiting list, but you'll love it once you get in, because you're going to be surrounded by other great thinkers. It's one of my favorite things we do. We put the best thinkers in dentistry in one room and we all work together. Never wanted to be the smartest person in a room. No, I'm not. So fun. Go back and think better, because your problems are not really your problems. They're how you think about problems. So we're going to teach you to think better. So hope you guys enjoyed this. Do me a favor. If you enjoyed it, hit the share button. Keep sending us suggestions for things that you guys want to see. And until we see you next time, keep joining us for the Best Practices Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Best Practices Show. I hope you sure did enjoy it. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. We are always here for you. And if you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or wherever you consume podcasts. And if you really enjoy it, you can leave a comment or a 4 or 5 star review. But until we see you next time, keep watching the Best Practices Show.